On a cold morning in Madison, Wisconsin, a steady stream of vehicles pulls off to the side of the road, greeted by clipboard-armed volunteers like Ray.
I've organized a group of about 80 people. Most of us are retired teachers, and we have set up what's called a drive-through. It's kind of like a McDonald's drive-through where people will drive in, and they'll sign our petition to recall Governor Scott Walker.
Ray didn't want to use his last name for fear of retribution for participating in the recall effort. But he says his drive-through petition is working.
Now, this is our seventh day, and we are at about 2,400 signatures right now. We're getting a little over 400 a day.
A political action group called United Wisconsin is spearheading the effort to recall Governor Walker. The group's director, Megan Mahaffey, says the more than 540,000 signatures needed to trigger the recall vote are within reach.
The first 48 hours, over 50,000 people had signed the petition to recall Walker. In the first 96 hours, we were at over 105,000 petitions.
The uproar began last winter when Walker, a Republican, moved to balance the state budget with legislation that curbed collective bargaining rights for state employees. The bill passed after lengthy procedural roadblocks and also requires public employees to contribute more towards their benefits.
But what this really represents is a threat to the union movement within the state, and because unions are so important to supporting Democrats, a threat to the Democratic Party as well.
This is the split between Walker's approval.
University of Wisconsin-Madison political science professor Charles Franklin says the recent rejection of similar legislation in Ohio was a victory for the labor movement. But he says there are stark differences between the two states.
Ohio had a very clean vote, either for or against this specific bill that was passed. Here in Wisconsin, it's not just about that bill. It's about the governor as a person. It's about his other policies.
And we have 25 schools.
Governor Walker is fighting back against his opponents, using TV ads that also appear on YouTube to send messages that his controversial legislation is working.
I'm committed to working together to create more jobs.
And I think this sets the theme. That ad stresses how school districts have been able to deal with their budget cuts and issues because of the flexibility that they received from these changes in union rules.
Even if Walker's political opponents gather enough signatures to force a recall election, that does not necessarily mean he will be forced from office. Democrats also have to find a candidate who can beat the Republican incumbent in that special election. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Madison, Wisconsin.
One day.